and surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man. At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. And they said, Thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage and mortar, and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And they answered Joshua and said, Because it was certainly told thy servants how that the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land, and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore we were sore afraid of our lives because of you, and have done this thing. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeoparded their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life with the lives of thy household. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles, they were stronger than lions. Joab came into the house to the king and said, Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives, and the lives of thy concubines. Then he said, Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men, and said, My God forbid it me, that I should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it. Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mightiest. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together, and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and slew of their foes 75,000, but they laid not their hands on the prey. And they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. And I will make void the counsel of Judah and Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hands of them that seek their lives. And their carcasses will I give to be meat for the fowls of the heaven, and for the beasts of the earth. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and they shall eat every one the flesh of his friend in the siege and straitness wherewith their enemies, and they that seek their lives, shall straiten them. I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterward it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, saith the Lord. Flee, save your lives, and be like the heath in the wilderness. We get our bread with the peril of our lives, because of the sword of the wilderness. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death.